The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning.
I haven't seen you in a while. I mean, the last time that you were on, I wasn't.
Correct,
so
right.
So it goes back a couple of weeks, but it's always a pleasure to have Ann here.
I thank you.
And we have a little bit of an unusual show today because as opposed to having two guests, we're going to have one guest, and it's very significant guest we're having. We have the Nassau County Comptroller, Jack Shearman, who is with us. And just before I introduce Jack, I just wanted to tell you, I met Jack, it was about 2.5 years ago, just as this whole campaign was getting underway, and I was new. I met him at an event for Kathleen Rice. I believe that was the first time. And it's amazing the transition that a person goes through. Jack was in Brookhaven, and we can talk about that, and then he went from there to Long Beach, and now he's the comptroller of Nassau County. And in the interim, he had another baby, which is Oz, or Ozzy. I don't know if it's Ozzy or Oz. But the transformation of a person is absolutely what you experience in politics is unbelievable. And it really is a pleasure to introduce Jack this morning and have him on the air.
Thank you so much, John. And I'm so so excited to be here today and proud to be here with Ann as well. And I think the show is such a wonderful thing and a wonderful public service, and I'm happy to be part of it here today.
What I want to try to do today is talk about you, but also talk about the comptroller's office, because a lot of people have no idea. You know, they know what the county executive does, and of course you know what the DA does, but the county comptroller it's rather nebulous in nature. Let's call this County Comptroller 101. What does the comptroller do?
Okay, so I am the Nassau County Comptroller. First of all, that's comp with a C-O,
M-P,
as opposed to in the private sector where it's usually with an N. One of the upstate comptrollers once said to me the way to get people to remember it is the M-P stands for Money Police,
okay.
Which I always thought was funny. But as comptroller, I'm Nassau County's chief financial officer. I'm elected to be the independent fiscal umpire, so to speak. I call balls and strikes on the county's finances, and I let the public know how the government is collecting, tracking, and spending all of our tax dollars. I just started my first term this year. This is day 284 today, as we love to count things in the comptroller's office,
another
as you might
counting,
imagine.
And I like this.
And I'm excited to talk about the work that we're doing, what we're finding so far in the comptroller's office, and how much more that we're going to be looking to do for Nassau County residents in the coming years. As you mentioned, this year has been really special for me on a personal level, as well as over the last year, I've been now elected to office. I turned 40 during the campaign. Now I'm 41. And my wife and I, we're really proud to welcome our son, Ozzy. Oz is his given name into the world. He was born in February. And my daughter actually turns 3 on November 8th.
Nice.
After Election Day this year. We all live in Long Beach, which is a wonderful place to live.
I used to tell the people he was the mayor. And then somebody said, John, it's not the mayor in Long Beach. It's the manager. But whatever. It's close.
That's true,
It started with an M.
I was the city manager of Long Beach for 6 years through some of the toughest times that the city's ever faced. As we started off inheriting a really unprecedented financial crisis. The city was on the verge of bankruptcy. And then Superstorm Sandy struck and really destroyed most of the city and wiped out the city's infrastructure. And we began a rebuilding process. We rebuilt the city, piece by piece, more resiliently. And in just under a year's time, we rebuilt the city's boardwalk and a brand new resilient boardwalk on time, under budget. And hopefully, folks listening, go down there, take a nice walk. Fall season's a wonderful time to take a walk on the boardwalk and grab a bite to eat there as well.
The boardwalk is a claim to fame. There's no question about it. Because I've gone to the boardwalk. Not honestly, maybe 10 times. It's not like I'm there all the, but so many people talk about the Long Beach Boardwalk. There's no question about it. Go ahead.
You know, it's interesting. You seem to attract financial problems. And when I initially think of you and a comptroller's office, I say, well, this is someone in the accounting field or someone with a business background. That's not exactly the case with you, am I correct? Can you give me a little bitty background of your education and I mean, how did finances that are such bankruptcy and issues and corruption, where did this come from? Hey, you know, fill me in on what kind
just
of financial background.
You don't have to put finances and corruption in the same sentence. Oh, it doesn't always go together.
Okay. There you go. Well, and you're 100% right. I am... I guess I'm a little bit glutton for punishment. I certainly like a challenge. I went to graduate school to learn how to make organizations work more efficiently. I got a master's in public policy from Harvard, from the Kennedy School of Government. And I looked at it like, you know, some people like to tinker with the engine of a car to make it work better. And I like to tinker with the engine of an organization to make it more efficient and to make it work better. And so... this is now the third challenge that I've undertaken, first going into the town of Brookhaven with a new team there about, let's see, 13 years ago now, and taking on what had been called Crookhaven and cleaning it up, saving taxpayer dollars, bringing some modern efficiencies there, and making it work better, and putting the B back in Brookhaven again to reform it.
Can I just interrupt you there? Let's stick to Brookhaven for a minute.
Sure.
You were 27 then.
I guess I was.
I just did the math.
Yeah.
How'd you wind up there?
That's
pretty young.
Yeah, yeah. So I appreciate the question. I came back. I had, you know, was not too far out of graduate school, and I was sort of recruited to come back. I was looking to come back to Long Island, and I got involved in an effort there to reform what was then Crookhaven,
okay.
and to do the research to bring in data-driven policy solutions that would save taxpayer dollars, and we looked at some of the good work that was going on elsewhere in the country, and then what sometimes happens is I was told, okay, you got us into this, right? You know, we came up with all these whiz-banging ideas. Now you got to stay and implement it.
Wow.
And there's nothing more. Okay. There's nothing more. Gratifying than actually seeing the results of your work, and I was really excited to do that. Right, Mario Cuomo used to say you campaign in poetry, and you govern in prose, and I think that's true. But that's where the good work is done.
Okay.
So when you are basically being educated, are you getting a background in finance, or I mean, because Kennedy, the Kennedy School at Harvard is government. So, do you end up with classes in finance, or is this
sure.
something you did on the job? Or
sure. I mean, I think it's a school of government, and in so many ways, you learn how to make government more efficient. You learn management. You learn finance. You learn budget. You negotiation. And as well as different strategies to make things more efficient, and a lot of the things that that we implemented in Brookhaven and in Long Beach and looking to do in the county really come out of the best practices playbook for what had been discussed there, and what has been what are the most innovative solutions that have gone on around the country. And I always used to say that when Superstorm Sandy hit. You put all those simulations that you go through in graduate school, a 2-week simulation on a smallpox, a bioterrorism outbreak that seemed hopefully far-fetched at the time. And, you think about and you get to implement the crisis management exercises that you practiced back then in terms of providing order and protection and direction and the things that people need in a crisis situation. So looking now... to Nassau County, it's a bigger challenge. Nassau County is a government of over 7,000 workers, of approximately $3.5 billion annual budget that has been plagued financially for the better part of 20 years now. I think there's a lot of work to be done there, and I'm so excited that for the first 284 days of the year, our team has dug in and really begun to do that work.
I am. just in reference to what you're saying now, let's go into this area. What did you find when you came into the county? Now, if you can't talk about stuff, I understand that. But there obviously are certain things you can turn around and say, oh, boy, when I saw that, and this is affecting taxpayers, and this is one of our issues.
Sure, sure. You know, I'd say 284 days ago, when we walked in the door, you know, we knew our work was cut out for us. We knew that there had been corruption issues. We knew there were serious financial issues over two decades now. And we knew that they were really getting in the way of making the kind of progress that we'd all like to see. And they were hampering the good work that the staff in department after department needs to be able to do. And what we heard more than anything else that was frustrating from so many folks was, that's just the way it works. And I think we can all agree that that's just the way it works just isn't going to work anymore. So I think with our new county executive, Laura Kern, who's off to a great start, there's really a new energy that we all need to get in there and to move Nassau County forward. So the thing that I think we found that was most surprising as we got going is, and people always ask me, what's your biggest surprise so far, is that we find that our most important fight so often is defending the office's chief responsibility to simply ask the questions that need to be asked, and that the Nassau County Comptroller has a special power under the Nassau County Charter to audit and approve any spending that moves through the county. So it is our role to ask those difficult questions, and when we get pushback on asking those questions, we push forward. So we found a whole series of specific things we can talk about, but broadly speaking, we found that there is a real culture of complacency, and you know, things have been done a certain way for decades, and we need to modernize. And we found that it's very important that we push forward and pursue our role to ask the tough questions.
There are a couple of people within the state of New York that also carry this title. In New York City, there's Scott Stringer, and I know I get information because I'm a teacher and have a pension. Do you do that also in controlling or looking over the investments that teachers perhaps in Nassau County or, would also be receiving?
So this, to orient you, we have a state comptroller, Tom DiNapoli, who does a terrific job and is really a terrific role model for how to approach the job in a thoughtful, transparent, responsible manner, and someone that I look to emulate in a variety of ways. There's also eight total, so seven other
elected. You know what we're going to do, Jack? We're going to hold that thought because we have to go to a break, and there's no sense in getting in the middle of it. So what we'll do is we'll take a break, and we'll come back to Jack's answer here. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with the comptroller.